We're back with Word of Mouth and a read of how the stars align for GOP candidates vying for the New Hampshire primary seat. Bookies take bets on winners and losers. Political junkies follow the news, budgets, campaign strategies to determine the odds. Astrologists follow the candidates' destinies as mapped out in the heavens. The Portsmouth Patch asked astrologer Dorothy Morgan to consult on the stars for clues to the outcomes of the New Hampshire primary. Astrology, after all, guided the campaign and presidency of Republican idol Ronald Reagan. We called Dorothy Morgan to find out what the stars portend for today's candidates. Hello, Dorothy.
Hello. How are you?
Very well, and very curious about what you have to say. What can we tell about a candidate from reading the stars, or anybody?
You know, we can tell from just looking at somebody's birth chart, you know, what they're made of, in a way, you know, how honest they are, how the public sees them, what goes on behind the scenes, you know, what they're like at home. So there's a lot that you can tell, especially when we're looking just at something public like this. But it's good to know, definitely good to know what time they're born. But I didn't have that available to me.
You can't be held absolutely accountable, I guess.
No, this is for fun. I'm not heavy into politics. I used to be, and I got a little too obsessive, so I've decided that I'm not going to pay attention a whole lot, just long enough to make my vote. You know, I don't really get behind somebody, and I don't defend anybody.
So you did this blind read. You didn't know the names of the candidates. You just had these dates for what was then the field of top nine candidates: Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, John Huntsman, Michelle Bachmann, Rick Perry, Buddy Romer, and Fred Karger. So you had no idea Ron Paul was Ron Paul, but you knew the birth date of August 20th, 1935. What did your reading indicate about him?
And what I did, just a little quick background for people, is like we take the birth chart, what we got, the information of their birth date, and then we put the date of January 10th here, located in New Hampshire. I just did Concord, New Hampshire, and we put that around the person's chart, and I can see quite quickly what type of, they're called aspects, so what energy is influencing them on that day only. So this isn't about, you know, November. This is just about January 10th. And so candidate number three, which I didn't know who that was at first, but I looked at that, and this person had all the correct things, all the right aspects, to use astrological terms, that I would want to see for somebody to be successful in something that they're doing on that day.
So was it the strongest chart among these contenders?
It was. I saw it as the easiest win. Overall, it just looked like there's nothing holding him back. There was just really good, positive energy on that day. I mean, if I'm going to pick a winner, I would pick him as a winner for the state of New Hampshire.
Wow, and your observation on number six, Michelle Bachmann, an Aries born April 6, 1956, seems to have proved right. She's dropped out of the race, and you said what?
She was number six, you're right, and I saw no, it would not work. There was too much stress in her chart, and actually the stress that's in her chart is current now, because we're far in, there's slow enough moving planets where she's actually going to feel the stress today. So I could see that there's just absolutely no way that she was going to make it past January 10th, honestly. But here we are.
I bet she is indeed feeling it. Okay, let's go to the presumed front runner, Mitt Romney, Pisces, born March 12th, 1947. What's your read on him?
I had him at pretty good. I mean, he has a Saturn square, and what that means is that there are some obstacles in his way, and I believe the obstacles are from the past. Hmm. And so I could tell that this person most likely had ran before, because I know a few people had in the whole field anyways. I mean, I was paying attention to notice that. There's a few obstacles for him to get over, which is basically his reputation. But the other aspects that he does have present are very, very good. So I saw him as one of the top three.
Okay, so how about Rick Santorum riding high after a near tie in Iowa? He's a Taurus, born May 10th, 1958. What do you see there?
I had him as an okay, and so I had honestly never heard of him because I wasn't paying attention yet. And I saw him as an okay. I mean, he's probably not going to do as well as he did in the Iowa caucus, but I think he'll be okay. He'll be one of the top few.
How about Newt Gingrich? He's a Gemini, born June 17th, 1943.
All right, he is number two here. No, I had a no. There's too much going on in his chart that just isn't going to work out for him. And I'm not going to say it's stress. I think, you know, what it really looks like is, like, financially, he's not going to be able to. He probably hasn't paid for enough advertising in New Hampshire. It has a lot to do with advertising and his reputation. Doesn't look good.
So, Dorothy, if the primary were held on another day, for example, like it used to be in March, would these aspects be different?
Yes, they would.
Huh. Have you ever done this before? Have you ever sort of, you know, for lack of a better word, handicapped or made any kind of predictions on a political race in the past?
Yeah, I did. I did. But it wasn't blind. I mean, we were in a group of astrologers. We were all just practicing and studying. And it was back when George W. Bush Jr. and Al Gore were in the running.
2000.
And, okay, I don't remember. It was those two, anyways. I knew it was those two. Al Gore had a great Jupiter transit to his midheaven, and all the ladies in the group were saying, look, he's going to do great. This is going to be good. It's about rewarding him. And Bush had Saturn at the very same place in his own chart, and they go, no, he's not going to make it. And I said, nah, it's the other way around. Saturn rewards us, and Saturn, you know, gives us what we need for what the greater good is. And so while people were crazy about Bush winning, eventually, even though he may or may not have, however you want to look at it, you know, he served a purpose, and that's the greater good. And so you can see that working through a lot of different people's charts. You know, who's here for what reason?
So I'm hearing Win, Play, Show, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, and Rick Santorum. Should we hold you to it, Dorothy?
Oh, sure, why not? It's all for fun.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. This was fun.
Dorothy Morgan is an astrologer based in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We really do wish to thank Carol Robidoux for her article in the Portsmouth Patch, which led us to Dorothy. And we have a link to Dorothy's website at wordofmouthradio.org. Well, that about wraps up Word of Mouth's primary edition. Let's face it. For the next few days, you won't be able to turn on the TV, the radio, or even read your Facebook feed without hearing something about the Santorum surge, Romney's backyard romp, or whichever headline is leading at the moment. For your mental health and well-being, might we suggest focusing on a primary palate cleanser for a spell? For one, you can trawl the web for some oddly seductive tumblers, like bread people, with famous faces turned into baked goods, like Han Solo, Crust Christofferson, and James Earl Scones. Another, the same picture of Dave Coulier every day. Yep, one photo of the Canadian actor reposted daily. Not sure why we keep checking that particular site, but we do. We've also discovered Guar Lingo. It's a tumbler of ideas and finds curated by and maintained by writer and photographer Michelle Aldridge, living right here in New Hampshire. It's her particular take on lots of things, including the book Drain Spotting, featuring photos of colorful, customized manhole covers from all over Japan. There are links to all these diverting tumblers at wordofmouthradio.org. Of course, if you can't bear to pull yourself away from the political fray, take a stroll through wordofmouthradio.org and comb through our archives, or at nhpr.org, where you can soak up the latest news about the race from our reporters on the ground. You'll find them both on the NHPR iPhone app. I'm Virginia Prescott. Thanks so much for spending some time with us today. Whether you're voting, groaning, or sitting this one out, enjoy the circus while it lasts. Because after that, it's just winter. This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Virginia Prescott,
and senior producer Rebecca Lavoie,
with oversight and direction
from Abby Goldstein, NHPR's Vice President of Programming,
and web support from Brady Carlson,
and Courtney Kenya.
Andrew Perella gives technical support,
and Dan Colgan. Dan the man runs our board.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individual,
not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters.
Really anybody else.
For information about the show, to listen to past segments, post a comment, or read our blog,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
Or use the On Demand tab on the NHPR app.
You can join our community of listeners on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production
of New Hampshire Public Radio.